On again and on 902-97.5, the Fanatic. These bubble NBA playoffs has been fantastic. Broadcasting from the Xfinity studio, only from Comcast. Clippers were destroying the Nuggets in the bubble in game five here. Clippers up 3-1. The Nuggets have come back, right? They've come back. They're up five, but no. Now, Paul George just hit a shot and looked like it's an and one. And they are up, what is it? Is it 99-94? I don't know.
I think they called it a foul on the floor.
Oh, so they didn't count it. Okay, 99-94, up 5, 3:57 to play. And they're just getting it on. And this is going to be a fun ending. This is going to be a fun ending already. 610-632-0975. Pick segment at 9:10. Tyler Zuli and I will give our picks weekly here on the show. And we'll keep tabs on it and let you know how everything goes. As well, let's go to Drew. Keep the Eagles conversation going. And from Willingboro, next on the Fanatic. Drew.
Yo, Devon, what's going on?
Drew, what's going on, man?
Yeah, man. You know, I'm even more excited, man. I called you a couple days ago. You're getting off work, man. But look, I'm going to make one point real quick.
Yes.
I watched the game last night. You saw the game last night, right?
I did.
Now, this just me. I don't know if I'm overly biased or what. But everybody's always talking about top quarterbacks in the league. I've never seen Wentz look as lost as Deshaun Watson looked last night. Is it just me?
He
you
did.
Feel like you ever seen Wentz play that poor?
No, I have not. No, he's had some circumstances where you don't like what happened, but no, I have not seen him look at like that. Yeah.
And see, that just speaks more to my point. This Deshaun Jackson is arguably, you know, by the consensus, Deshaun Watson, excuse me, they saying is you know, number two, number three quarterback in the league. I think Wentz is by far better than this guy, man. You know what I mean? I just wanted to make that point clear real quick.
I think a lot of people, you know, with the health concerns where Watson missed the 1 year with the ACL like Wentz, he has since come back and we don't see those same type of problems that we see with Wentz now around the league. So I think that's part of it, but I think they are right there together when you talk about where they are in the league right now. So I hear you, though. I understand.
Right. Well, yeah.
He definitely missed. He missed DeAndre Hopkins last night, big time.
Yeah, of course he did. Of course he did. And, you know, it was like I said, he looked lost, honestly, man. To me, he was playing and he looked lost. You could tell the clear difference between him and Pat Mahomes playing last night. And I was just watching the game, and I'm like, man, I ain't never seen Wentz look this poor. Even last year, when he ain't really have nobody to throw the ball to. So, but you know, but anyway, just going back to the Washington game, and I feel like we going to snap on Washington, probably 31-13.
Oh, one of those.
Yeah, man, like, I don't see no reason why not, even with the D-line situation. And this, you know, somebody called and was talking about that. Y'all got to remember that Malik Jackson can play DN.
Yes.
So, I mean, everybody worried about Derek Barnett. Derek Barnett mess around and hop on that bench, and you got Malik Jackson and Brandon Graham, and then you got Javon Hargrave and Fletcher Cox in the middle. Come on.
Yeah, but obviously, you know, you brought Malik Jackson in to be in the middle to kick out and give you different looks, especially when Hargrave is there. But Hargrave is not there right now. So with Hargrave not there, you need the best that you can put in there. And I know Ridgeway can play well on the inside as well. But you're right, man. Listen, Derek Barnett, I think a lot of us agree here at this point that he's just what he is right now. You need a lot more from him. And if he's not going to step up to the plate, somebody else will take those snaps.
Yeah, it seemed like he a one-trick pony. If he can't do that move that he was doing consistently in college, then he can't really get past the tackle. But, yeah, man, I think...
Yeah, dipping the shoulder, you know, bending, as they call it, and getting underneath the arms of the offensive tackles. Yes, I hear you.
Yeah, he definitely needs some more moves. But, yeah, I think I got 31-13, man. I got Wentz going off about 350. And three TDs, bro. Sunday. That's what I got.
And again, what's the season? What's the season total?
I'm saying only because I think we're gonna take a couple injuries. I think it's gonna be 11-5. We're gonna win a division. And I see Seattle and Philly NFC Championship.
Ooh, you gotta go to the NFC Championship. Okay.
Yeah, we going, man.
And you know what's crazy? When you say Seattle and Philadelphia, the crazy part about it is, man, they cannot see. They just cannot beat Seattle, man.
No, look, we would have beat Seattle if Wentz ain't get that dirty hit last year, though. That's what y'all got to remember, man.
Right,
when
right.
My boy took the dirty hit, man. We would have beat Seattle. But I think, honestly, if it ain't Eagles versus Seattle, probably Eagles versus Tampa Bay. That's who I got.
Okay. Hey, Drew, thanks for the call, man. Great stuff. Always appreciate it, man. We'll talk next week, man. We've got a game in the books.
For sure, bro. We'll call you next week.
You got it, Drew. Thanks, man. Look at that. 11-5. 11-5. We'll get a poll update as it ends when we get later on into the show. But, man, 11-5.
It's a lot of wins.
For the birds. But that's not, Drew is not the only one. We've heard it a few times already.
We really have.
He said Seattle and the Eagles in the title game. In the title game. Yeah. I would love it. And wouldn't it be great to finally beat the Seattle Seahawks and you do it in the playoffs?
You know what I got to tell you? I feel super weird about this, right? Because you know me. I've said this. I don't think that they're a playoff team. It's one of those odd situations that if the season progresses and they show to be such as a playoff team,
mm-hmm.
I feel better about them in a playoff one-game elimination scenario than I do throughout the regular season. I don't know why. But like with one game on the line, it kind of comes back to, you know, obviously home field advantage matters, but it comes back to when you go on paper, who's the best team? And maybe on paper, the top tier guys, the ones, the positives I talked about at 7 o'clock, maybe they carry you to a playoff win.
Yeah.
I feel better about them winning a playoff game than actually getting into the playoffs.
Yeah. Okay. All right, man. Listen, hey. Look at the optimism that we're getting from people, man. This is great. Season underway. We're predicting Super Bowls the last couple of years based on what we've seen after they won in 2017. And here we are right now. We're getting ready for this one. Right? We're getting ready for this one. Man, I cannot wait until Sunday. Cannot wait until we get to Sunday and we have something to talk about with the birds, man. I love it. Fanatic, you know, we're here, man. Football Friday on the Fanatic is brought to you by Triple A. Wherever the open road takes you, take Triple A. And now we debut for the 2020 season on this show from Monday through Friday, a bunch of different hours based on our football shows. Overall, we debut our pick segment right here on Football Friday Nights. We're going to bring this to you every Friday at 9:10. Tyler Zuli is producing the show. I will be here with you, and we're going to give our pick segments. And I will start off. We're going to give you three games that we're going to roll with as we start things off. And I will start in Buffalo. 1 o'clock kickoff. A lot of people talking about that Buffalo Bills team, adding Stephon Diggs, some of the other moves that they made in the offseason. We know about their, we know people love that one cornerback out there in Buffalo named Tyler Zuli. Loves that guy out there. And they have a pretty good team, made a nice playoff run. The question is, can Josh Allen do better than we saw in the playoffs against the Indianapolis Colts? They were winning. It looked like they were going to advance to the next round. And he was shook. Shook. Drew was just talking about Deshaun Watson. Josh Allen looked shook. Well, they went out there and they got him a weapon in Stephon Diggs. And if you believe in Stephon Diggs and believe that he can be the guy that help Josh Allen evolve into that type of quarterback with that big arm, well, it starts on Sunday against the New York Jets. Adams gone. Who else is gone? Everybody. Washington. Who else is gone? Leonard Washington is gone. I don't know. Adams is gone. The team is not very good. Mosley is gone. Sorry. And they're just not good. They are just not good. Le'Veon Bell once out. Adam Gase has no idea what's going on. His eyes are still bouncing around as we speak, trying to figure things out. And I have the Buffalo Bills right now covering the 6.5 at home against the New York Jets. Tyler.
Well, to keep some of the dramatic and the theater, if you want to call it, to the next two picks, because I don't think we're going to agree on the next two picks. Let's start the show, the first official pick of your and my 2020 against the spread picks with a similar game, because I'm going to pick the Buffalo Bills as well.
Okay.
And the reason being is that it's not necessarily that I love Buffalo. I loved Buffalo last season because I thought that defense was tremendous. I think that defense is going to carry them again. As much as I don't like the guy, I think Sean McDermott's done a really good job in Buffalo of kind of rallying that team to be the team that he wants it to be to fit that mold. I like Josh Allen. I don't love Josh Allen, but I'll tell you who I do love, and that is Tre'Davious White.
Yes,
and I love the way that Tre'Davious White plays more than most. I think he's underappreciated and was utterly disrespected in Madden 21 this year. And I also believe, just like you kind of laid out, that the New York Jets outright stink. So give me the Bills. It's -6.5.
Yes.
I think they can win this game by double digits. I will take the Bills as well.
And it's kind of crazy because you look at it, Tyler, and you say, heck, 6.5, everybody's going to keep going Buffalo Bills. Can the Jets kind of figure? No, let's not outsmart ourselves right here in week number one. Let's just call it for what it is. They stink. And the Buffalo Bills are promising, they for a lot of people, favorites to win the AFC East now that Tom Brady is in Tampa Bay. Next, we move on to the NFC. We've talked about this team already. Surprise pick for some, the Detroit Lions. They take on the Chicago Bears, hosting the Bears. Matt Stafford is healthy. They get a nice new running back in DeAndre Swift to have that rotation of running backs that they have going on in Detroit. I like their offense. Love what they're doing. Darius Slay is gone, but overall, their secondary looks pretty good. Maybe Matt Patricia have figured some things out. We will find out. The Chicago Bears, Nick Foles is not your starting quarterback. They have named Mitchell Trubisky your starting quarterback yet again. So that helps me even more when I lean with the 2.5 for the Detroit Lions over the Chicago Bears on Sunday, 1 o'clock kickoff. I'm taking the Lions and the 2.5.
You know, I like that pick. I think that's a good pick.
At home, by the way.
The reason, again, I often make picks, especially when it comes to the NFL. College is a little bit different because there's a larger gap separating teams sometimes. I often make picks in the NFL based on not necessarily the team I think is going to win. It's more necessarily on the other team and how much I think separates those two teams, which is why I think that's a really, really good pick. I'm not going to go there. It was one I considered, but I think that that's a pick that you're going to get a winner on. Now, with all that being said, here comes the most hypocritical statement of everything I've just said, because I just talked about how I pick teams that I feel the largest gap is between. This one might be the slimmest gap of all of them, and I'm going to go with my first dog of the 2020 season. The Atlanta Falcons are getting 2.5 at home to the Seattle Seahawks. Coming across country in week one, I know that Matt Hennessy, the rookie out of Temple, is banged up. They're not sure if he can play.
Mm-hmm.
But even without Matt Hennessy, I think that offensive line is stronger. I think the Atlanta Falcons of the last 8 weeks of the regular season could have been a playoff team if they would have played that way for all 16 weeks. Instead, they started the year 1-7, their lone win against the Philadelphia Eagles. But their last eight were really promising.
Mm-hmm.
I think that this screams upset in the making in week one. I'll take the Atlanta Falcons not only to cover, but to win that game outright.
Oh, look at that. Atlanta over the Seattle Seahawks on the road. That's a good one. I like that little sneaky pick there by you taking the Atlanta Falcons. I looked at their field in a photo earlier today, and I love it. I love how it looks out there.
It's a nice stadium.
It is a nice stadium. What is that, the Mercedes-Benz Stadium?
Yeah, it's one of like the nine stadiums Mercedes-Benz.
Yeah, no doubt about it. No doubt about it. And my final one for our three choices, I'm going Monday night. Not the first game against Pittsburgh and the New York, the Giants. I'm going to Tennessee in Denver on the road. The Tennessee Titans, we know about the season that they had getting to the title game. They were tremendous. Behind Derrick Henry, Tannehill was fantastic. The defense was phenomenal. They found something there with Mike Vrabel and how they put that team together. They reward both Henry and Tannehill with the new deals. They look like a pretty good team. They just added Jadeveon Clowney to the team. We thought that maybe the Birds, because I don't even know what kind of money he got, but, you know, whatever. It's a nice pickup a week before the start of the season. Now you have Von Miller out. Who is Cortland Sutton is now injured. I don't like what's going on with the Denver football team right now. I know they have Jerry Jeudy. I'm excited to see what he is with the Denver Broncos. But right now on the road for me, Tennessee, they keep going with what they gave us last season into the postseason. They show that it wasn't a fluke, especially in a competitive division that they will be in with everybody out there in the AFC. I'm taking Tennessee on the road to, with the 2 points against the Denver Broncos.
Yeah, that game was weird to me. That's kind of why I'm staying away from it. I know that it's a road game for the Titans, but the team that kind of basically legitimately bulldozed their way to an AFC championship appearance, despite the fact that they went 9-7, they're only 2-point favorites on the road to a team that I think, what the Broncos win, 6 games last year?
Mm-hmm.
I know that they're a popular pick to make the playoffs in 2020, but week one, I don't know. Something's weird about that game.
They're trying to get the money on the other side.
I think probably so. By the way, if chalk prevails in week one, you're going to have a nice advantage because I'm going to take my second dog, my second home dog at that, of our three picks. Big time spotlight, but this man has never been one to shy away from big time spotlight. He goes from being benched, or not being benched, but being started over at Ohio State, to a man that was a grad transfer at LSU, and he put together one of the greatest quarterback seasons in the history of college football. I'm going to go with the Rook in his opening day start. We're going to go to Cincinnati and take the Bengals +3
Ooh.
Over the L.A. Chargers.
Ooh.
The Derwin James-less L.A. Chargers, by the way. He's, in my estimations, and this is not an exaggeration, when healthy, the best player, the best defensive player in football. He's going to be surely missed. I like Anthony Lynn a lot. I think that team will come a long way as the season moves on. I just don't know how much I trust Tyrod Taylor in week one on the road. So while I think the Bengals are not going to be a great team this year, it's going to be a long season for them, I do think that they'll cover the 3 points in week one against the LA Chargers.
I like that. I like that one. You know I'm a Burrow guy. As far as a player goes, when we talk about Joe Mixon is one of the top seven running backs in the NFL right now. And we'll see what else they get from the offensive side of the football. But that's a pretty good. I like that one. I like Joe Burrow. I like the situation there, restarting pretty much with him. We know about A.J. Green. And this is going to be an interesting one. I like this one. I like this one. And I really like that choice that you just gave us there, Tyler Zuli. Really like that choice, man. 610-632-0975. So just to recap, we'll give you Tyler Zuli's choices first. He has on the road, at home, a home dog to the Los Angeles Chargers, Cincinnati Bengals. He has them with the win. Also, he is taking the Buffalo Bills to cover with their 6.5 over the putrid, we think, New York Jets. And a home dog, the Atlanta Falcons, taking down the visiting Seattle Seahawks, having to fly cross country and going into the dome. I went with the Buffalo Bills at home against the Jets as well. The Detroit Lions, 2.5 is number. And I know, like Tyler said, some of that stuff, they make you look at it and say, what's going on here? But I think in this particular case, the Detroit Lions will cover that one, the 2.5. They will take that victory over the Chicago Bears. And I like the Tennessee Titans on the road to beat the host Denver Broncos in Denver, minus Von Miller, minus Cortland Sutton. They are, I think they're in trouble. I think they're in trouble. So that's that. That's the first debut of the lines for us. We pick the lines for the games. And that's our pick segment, which we would do each week, 9-10, on Football Friday nights, right here on 97.5 The Fanatic. 610-632-0975. Our final segment is upcoming. If you want to get in, check in with us. We are here with you. We're here to talk some football. Get your thoughts on what this team will do. Will they make the playoffs? Are they a playoff team? And if so, let us know by doing your work what they're going to do as far as winning the division, getting in as a wild card, what their season will look like, and what will happen on Sunday against Washington in game number one. 610 632-0975. Final segment upcoming on this Football Friday, right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Give me that phone. Devon Givens on 97.5 The Fanatic. The Fanatic.
The Fanatic, 610-632-0975. Final segment for us here. As the Nuggets took down the Clippers, they came back. Can't believe it, but now we get the Raptors and the Celtics in Game 7. Game 7, first quarter, just getting underway. So I know everybody will be watching that one. And we'll see what happens next week for the Eastern Conference Finals as the Miami Heat are awaiting their opponent between these two teams. 610-632-0975. First of all, before we get back to the Birds, the Phillies play in a doubleheader against the Miami Marlins, a 7-game series, as we talked about. They lost Game 1 last night after being up 6-3. And we were just furious again. Well, we knew it. We kept saying it. We say it jokingly, but it's only because it keeps happening. And what keeps happening is the bullpen just giving up stuff. And the bullpen gave it up again. And, they need to win these next 6 games. Forget about going 4-3. They need 6. Tyler, what happened in Game 1 with Aaron Nola on the mound?
Well, the good news is you didn't have to even see a bullpen pitcher in Game 2 because Aaron Nola tossed his first complete game of his
Major League
career.
Oh, you decided to leave him in there, huh?
Yeah, and obviously it was only a 7-inning game because of the doubleheader.
So what?
Still counts. Still counts in the standings and in the stat sheet that it's his first career complete game. 10 strikeouts on the day. Now I believe, and I'm going to go back and double check because I think DeGrom is still number 1.
Uh-huh.
Aaron Nola number 2 now, I think, in the National League in strikeouts.
DeGrom is tough, by the way.
It's good, man.
Yeah.
And you know what the sad part is? They are wasting that poor guy's career
in New York
in Flushings.
They're flushing it down the toilet.
Yes, exactly.
That. The guy just did that.
To give you a score update.
Yes.
In game one.
Game 1.
11-0. Phillies with the route. 3 RBIs from McCutchen. 3 from Hoskins. 2 from Segura, 1 from Bohm, and 2 from Haseley.
Oh, I got the support. The run support. Okay. You like to hear it. You love to hear it, actually. Got the run support, and, there it is.
And Reese Hoskins must have listened to our show a couple weeks ago. Because he's been on a tear.
A couple months ago.
Was it really that long ago?
Well, the first time we did it, yes.
Okay.
It was a while ago. It was
days run together now.
Well, I mean, we did it before the season started.
Okay, yeah.
Right now, we are in September 11th, and again.
Yeah, it was 2 months ago.
Let's make sure we show our respects and, acknowledge the fact that this is September 11th, and we remember, we never forget what happened September 11th, 2001, in New York with the Twin Towers and. We all remember where we were. We all remember all about it. So for everyone who was involved and families impacted by it, our deepest sympathies, even today, we will never forget. It was one of those things that happens. Just like now 2020 with the pandemic, one of those things that we'll never forget, right? We'll never forget 9/11. We'll never forget 9/11. So wanted to make sure we acknowledge that. Here on this Football Friday, but 9/11 is most important overall. So, but yes, the Phillies getting the win early on, and what's going on right now, I have no idea, Tyler, what's going on at the moment. But they needed that win. They needed that win.
Yes, we do have news, by the way. Other MLB news. We haven't had this in a couple of weeks. But the Giants and the Padres game today has been postponed due to a positive COVID test.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, I thought you were going to say because of everything that's happening out there in L.A.
No. It's this one comes from Bob Nightingale just a couple of minutes ago.
Oh, man. All right. Here we go. Now, how do they respond to it? How do they get past this one? Right. That's the most important thing here. How do they get past this one? That's the question. How do they get past this one? We know everything that happened early on. Now where we are, how do they get past this one? Okay. All right. By the way, Celtics, Raptors game seven. Who do you have?
Oh, man.
I have the Raptors. I'm just calling it.
I'm back and forth. I know you're high on the Raptors.
Not high on the Raptors.
Not in this game in particular, during the before the playoffs started.
Yeah, I thought they would win in six in this series. With no disrespect to Boston. I just thought that Toronto was that team that we have to focus on coming out of the East, where Milwaukee would falter at some point. We saw Miami knock them off. I just like the Raptors. And here tonight, I just go with the championship pedigree.
I think that that's probably pretty fair. The worry that I have is, much like the first six games of the series, Pascal Siakam cannot buy a bucket to save his life.
I don't even think he's trying to buy one. He's just out there running around hoping that...
He's just doing cardio at this point.
Yeah, it just happens.
But so with that being said, I think that knocks that championship pedigree down a peg. I think I'm going to go with the Celtics tonight. I know that they lost Game 6 to force Game 7. They weren't happy about the way they played in Game 3. They should have been up 3-0. But I think they do finally close it out in this Game 7 tonight.
I agree. I agree, man. I agree.
Wait, you're taking the Celtics?
No. I mean, with my side.
Oh, okay. I got you.
Yeah, I agree with my side.
Okay. Fair enough. I misunderstood. Yeah, no. I hope you agree with you.
Yeah. But no, Boston is up 11-7 right now.
It's early.
So you,
game of runs.
You know, you might have something here. Are defensively, are they going to be able to hold up? And can the best coach in the NBA right now is Nick Nurse, Coach of the Year?
Yeah, I would think so. But to be fair, Brad Stevens might be too.
Oh no, you know how I feel about Brad Stevens. I'm just saying Nick Nurse. Do they X each other out, or do they simply does he get out coached? And Pascal Siakam again? Not that we're going to do play by play, but every time he gets the ball. And he got one. They just designed something with the ATO to get him a very good look right around 13 feet away from the basket. And he just spit it up. He has no confidence right now with anything that he's doing. He looks so wild and out of place. No confidence. Zero. 610-632-0975. As we get you in the last 15 minutes here as we do the show. Wanted to ask everybody again to let us know how you feel about the Birds, where they are with the season. Are they a playoff team, period? 610-632-0975. Are the Birds a playoff team? That's what we're asking you. And if so, how deep do they go? How deep do they go with their season? And what happens on Sunday? 610-632-0975. Devon Givens with you. Final segment here. Tyler Zulli producing. Let's go to the phones. We just talked about the Phillies real quick, and just since we did that, let's get Scotty in early to get his thoughts on the Phillies. What's up, Scotty?
Brother Dave, what's good with you, man?
What's up, man?
Nothing much. Just getting off to work. I want to say thank you and Tyler and everybody for keeping me company with bus ride home. But that COVID test with baseball, Brother D, would lead me to my question. Do you not really maybe think now they'll dig into maybe trying to play in the bubble for the playoffs? With this happening?
To find a what?
You think that with this happening with this COVID, what two teams did it hit just now?
San Francisco.
Yeah.
And San Diego.
You think this maybe make MLB want to play in the bubble now?
I think it's too late. Well, for the playoffs, maybe they can put something together, but... Right now, it's too late. Maybe they'll have that type of conversation. You're right, Scotty. But as we look at it currently, it's definitely too late for them to do that as of right now.
Okay. And with the Eagles, Brother D, last but not least, I'm feeling good, man. I got me and my lady a couple shirts and whatnot.
Little bird shirts?
Oh yeah, got some Eagle shirts, man. Got some Eagle shirts, but I'm feeling good. But again, the question mark is, you know, can Mr. Wentz, you know, stay healthy this year? That's one of the question marks, and hopefully that Mr. Peters can get through a season. I know they had the thing with him playing, you know, right side, but other than that, Brother D, I'm those two things right there. They kind of, you know, scratch my head. I'm worried about, but other than that. All systems. I'm looking forward to seeing Darius Slay out there, Brother D. Getting with the receivers, not opposing team, but I'm up for it, Brother D. I'm going to say 10-6 this year.
Oh, 10-6 playoff team.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Brother B, that's all I got for you. Peace. God bless to you, man. I'm out.
Have a great weekend, Scotty. Appreciate it. 610-632-0975. 10-6. 10-6. A bubble for the playoffs. Can they put that together?
There's actually talks that that might be a thing.
But where is it?
In Texas.
In Texas. Okay.
I believe that the last that I read was that they were thinking about the Rangers' new stadium because it's state of the art and everything, even though it looks like a grill.
I like it.
So, yeah?
Yeah, I like it. I like most of these new places. I just like most of these new places.
You know, I got to tell you, if we can talk about that for a second and like go inside the trust tree.
Yeah.
Old stadiums don't do it for me. Like, I know the history's there, and you know me. I'm a history buff, and I love baseball history and football and all that kind of stuff. I can't get enough of it.
Mm-hmm.
But like, I don't need to sit in a 120-year-old seat just to say I went there. You know what two stadiums I'm talking about.
Chicago.
And Boston.
In Boston.
I don't need it. I'd rather be comfortable and enjoy the same game.
Why exclude, or do you feel the same way about Dodger Stadium?
Yeah, kind of. I mean, like, listen. I've
only been to Dodger Stadium. I've never been to Boston or Chicago.
Right.
And I love Dodger Stadium.
If I get tickets, I'm going to go to the game. The game itself is more important to me than the comfortability or the viewpoint of the stadium. It's just, if you said to me, all right, Tyler, you can pick any 5 stadiums or even any 10 stadiums,
mm-hmm.
and you're going to get a free pass to all of these stadiums. But you don't get to ever watch the Phillies. So you're just watching baseball to enjoy baseball. I'm not picking Fenway or Wrigley. I'm not.
No, you're going to pick one of the newer ones.
Yeah.
Yeah, I understand the nostalgia of the other places, but you're going to pick a new one.
Yeah, I'm going to pick Petco in San Diego. And I'm probably going to pick PNC Park because it is beautiful in Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, I'll go from there.
How do you feel about Citizens Bank Park?
It's definitely within the top half. I don't know if I want to say top 10, but it's definitely a top half stadium. Easy number 30, by the way. Tropicana.
Oh, yeah.
That's a glorified gym.
It's one of those, why do you even bother with that one? Why do you even bother with that?
There's got to be an outside field somewhere in St. Pete, Tampa Bay area, where like Little League plays you can go play at.
Oh, it's terrible in that place, man. Yeah, you're right, man. That one is ugly. 610-632-0975. Well, I mean, look, Tyler, you're not on this weekend, so let's get in with this Eagles Washington football game.
Okay.
I'll give my thoughts more, of course, on Sunday when we have the pregame show with Brian Westbrook and newly announced part of the pregame show live from Parks Casino, 10-1 on Sunday morning. Gunner is going to be with us.
It's a great group you guys
all
have.
All season long.
So excited to listen to that.
I am too, man. Again, being with B-West for, 4 years now? Now adding Derek Gunn, and we used to always get on each other a lot when I would go visit the studios for my quick television hit and messing around with him and Barrett and everybody in there, Corey, Marshall and Danny. It was always fun when I visited out there at the NBC studios. But where are you with this game, with this team, week number one? We know we don't really know for sure about Lane Johnson and Miles Sanders, but guessing that at least one of them will play. Where are you right now with this football team on Sunday?
There is a distinct reason as to why I stayed away from this game in our picks, because I think that it's right in a weird spot at 5.5. And if I've learned one thing from our friend Joe Torti, it's that five or 5.5 is the ugliest line to bet in football because it's a total trap bet. And even without that being said, I think that it's a shade too high for my liking. If this game were 3.5, I'd be on the Eagles. If this game were 4.5, I might be on the Eagles. 5.5 is just a little bit too high for me. With all that being said, the Eagles are going to win this football game. It's going to be close, though. And I believe on Sunday, last Sunday when I was on, I said 23-20. And I could even feel even comfortable, and this is going to sound so minuscule to say, but I can feel comfortable making it 24-20. But I can't go any higher than that. And that's kind of where I fall into. I don't like the 5.5. I think Washington covers. But at the end of the day, the Eagles are going to win this game.
I do too. I do think they will eventually cover, but it's, as far as betting it, you're right. You just simply stay away from it. But I do think they cover the 5.5. I actually have it on DraftKings at 6. So I think they cover because they are the better football team. They will be ready to play against this squad. And, you know, just even if it's close at some point down the stretch, it will get away from the Washington football team, where I think the Philadelphia Eagles will walk away with a sizable win. We might look back at it and say, well, actually, it was a little bit closer. The score is deceiving a bit. Doesn't matter. At the end, when you're doing this and we're talking about a number and you're betting it, it doesn't matter. A win is a win is a win, no matter how you got there. And if that 6 is the 6 or the 5.5 is the 5.5, I'm looking at it where they will win this game and cover that number of 5.5 for you and 6 for me with DraftKings. Better team, better offense, better defense, better special teams, better coach for what their situation is. Ron Rivera got to the Super Bowl as well. Eagles got there and won. Okay? And I think he's going to help change things, but he has his hands full, Ron Rivera does, in Washington, to change things up, changing that culture, changing that team, and building a nice squad in Washington. That's where I believe this team will be better on Sunday in week number one, game number one. I don't know how much of this the fans will play into it and all of that stuff. I have no idea. But what I do know, again, is it's still an NFC East team, NFC East matchup, and the Birds are going to come out on top. And they're a close game early on when they separate themselves later on.
Well, I think with the fans specifically, you're not going to see... There's going to be specific weeks where the fans would have made a bigger impact. Week one, when you have a home game in week one, that's where fans make an impact. It's their first chance to get back into the stands normally. It's usually pretty loud. It's usually pretty raucous, especially if your team has playoff and Super Bowl aspirations. Week one's usually a pretty good week for that. Anytime you play Sunday or Monday night, that is also usually a kind of an uptick in crowd noise. Because it's a bigger game, it's the only game being played, your team is on full display for the world to see. And then the biggest games, the divisional games, or the games down the stretch. So you're going to see, I mean, realistically, if the season plays out where there's no fans in the stands for particular teams the entirety of the season, there's really only going to be, in my estimation, maybe 3 games throughout the year that it's going to impact you in a negative way, because you're going to have one of those games, you know, one of the games where the crowd would be important is on the road. One of those games where the crowd might be important could be come at a time where it's not a big game anymore. Maybe your team's out of the playoff race, or maybe your team is so good that they're not worried about week 17. So in reality, I think you're really only looking at maybe 3 games throughout the entirety of the season where your fan base would positively impact your team.
Okay. This is something we're going to have to get used to for the foreseeable future. So let's just get used to it. It's what it is. This is what they give us. Let's have at it, and let's enjoy our football viewing experience here.
I mean, it's not ideal, but we're getting football. It's something that we weren't sure we would get in April. It's something we weren't sure we would get in July.
Right.
I think that it's not ideal, but let's enjoy it for what it is. For as long as we have it.
Yeah, and a little hockey update. End of the second period right now in the Tampa Bay and New York Islanders series, with Tampa Bay Lightning up 2-0. The Islanders lead 3-1 at the second intermission. I'm surprised. I thought that the Tampa Bay Lightning would take a 3-0 commanding lead. It's not the case, you know, but the Islanders, we know that there's a lot of fight in that team after seeing what they did with the Philadelphia Flyers here with us. So yeah, that's That's exactly where they are. And the Football Friday on the Fanatic is brought to you by Triple A. Wherever the open road takes you, take Triple A. And also, don't forget, Sunday, you have the Fanatic pregame show. Join Brian Westbrook, Derek Gunn, and me for the Fanatic pregame show on Sunday, live from Parks Casino and Sportsbook. I'll kick things off at 9 a.m. Then Brian and Derek will join me from 10 to 1, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. to get you ready for the Birds and Washington. The Fanatic pregame show is presented by Parks Casino and Sportsbook, Pennsylvania's number one casino. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. All right, that'll do it for us. And before we get out of here, let's check out the poll for the playoff Philadelphia Eagles, maybe.
According to this poll, overwhelmingly, the question is, at the end of the season, the Philadelphia Eagles will be, your choices are, win the NFC East, be a wild card team, or miss the playoffs. 406 votes, 47% of the people say they're going to win the division. Another 34% say they're going to make the wild card. So 81% of the people think that they're a playoff team. Just 19% say no.
Okay. I think they're a playoff team as well. We get our first look at them on Sunday in Washington, 1 o'clock kickoff. And don't forget the pregame show, 10 to 1 from Parks Casino in Bensalem with Derek Gunn and Brian Westbrook. We will all be together on Sunday from Parks Casino. I'll start at 9 a.m. I'll start at 9 a.m. to get things started, and then we'll kick off the pregame show for the 2020 season from Parks Casino. So come on out, and we all social distance, and the whole deal. We'll do it all. Come on out and hang out with us. Let's have a blast, and let's get ready for the start of the Eagles season. Tyler, thanks so much all week, all the callers tonight and all week, and, of course, the tweeters and the listeners as well. We can't do it without you. Really appreciate it. Everyone, have a great weekend. Have a great rest of your night tonight. And be safe out there. And we'll talk on Sunday, 9 a.m. from Parks Casino. Good night.